الرحمن الرحيم. Today, inshallah, we will have the class of marriage, and we will continue to know about bridges of love in marriage. And inshallah, I will start with you now with a story related to the class will be related to mutual trust, inshallah. Before actually mentioning about the classes of marriage, Rahim sisters, alhamdulillah, before starting this class of rules of marriage in Islam, bridges of love, I need to clarify that it is more better for every Muslimah to listen to these classes before marriage, so that inshallah you will have the correct strategy for success in marriage. What we notice around that sisters mostly are not aware of the rules of success of marriage in Islam. They don't know it. So when you give them these advices and these classes, after they already have some problems in their marriage, sometimes it is difficult for them to have a new start in their marriage. But for those whom they are not married yet, alhamdulillah, they can, alhamdulillah, start their marriage on the with the correct rules of Islam, and this, inshallah, will give them the reassurance that they have a better chance of success in their marriage, inshallah. Okay, and alhamdulillah, all our rules regarding the classes of marriage is from the Quran. So it is part of the teaching of the Quran is to know about these rules, inshallah. The class of today is related to the mutual trust between the husband and the wife. Mutual trust is very important factor for all relationships, not only for the marriage. When trust is broken, it is the real end of any relationship. Lack of trust leads to suspicion, which leads to anger, which causes enmity, which leads to separation and divorce. Okay? And again, sisters, we are learning about the mutual trust as a base for any relationship. Okay? So that when you look around you and you notice that everyone is saying there is no true friendship now, there is no true sisterhood, there is no true brotherhood, there is no true mutual trust between husband and wife, brothers and sisters, whatever. This is not around now in our life. Why? Actually, because we don't know that this is a command from Allah not to have the suspicion between, you know, your Muslim husband or brother or sister in the family, in the community. We must be away from the suspicion. If you don't have the suspicion, inshallah, you can have the mutual trust. Let us now learn about this story so that, inshallah, we will start to feel how dangerous is the suspicion in the relation between the husband and the wife and in any human relations. A female telephone operator said that one day she received a phone call. She answered Public Utilities Board. This was the answer she said. There was silence. She repeated Public Utilities Board. There was still no answer. When she was going to cut off the line, she heard a lady's voice. Ah, so this is Public Utilities Board. Sorry, I got the wrong number from my husband's cell phone, but I don't know whose number is this. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is that that wife was suspicious about her husband. So she was all the time trying to check his cell phone. She noticed that there is a strange number. Okay, so she tried that number. She was under the impression that this is a number, you know, a number of a female. So when she tried the number, she had the answer, Public Utilities Board. So she realized that, you know, it is the phone number of the Public Utilities Board. It is not a woman whom her husband is having a relation with. Okay, without mutual trust, just imagine what happened to that couple, okay? If the female telephone operator just answered with hello, hello, and if she will not say Public Utilities Board. You see? Try what will happen to this family, to this husband and wife. Alhamdulillah, all praise to Allah. Allah saved this family because the telephone operator said Public Utilities Board. If she just say, hello, hello, who is on the line? This is the end of the relation. That wife will never believe that her husband doesn't have a relation with this phone number. SubhanAllah. The public utility. You see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can punish those whom they have the suspicion. Because they have the suspicion, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make them, you know, to feel this suspicion a reality. They will be the one to destroy their families. Then after destruction, she will realize that it was the public utilities board. But she was the one who starts the mistake by having this suspicion between her and her husband. This is the trust between the husband and the wife, an essential basic factor for successful marriage. Let us ask ourselves the following questions. If we believe that the husband and the wife are created from the same spirit, and if we believe that we are garments to each other, and if we believe that we are partners in the company owned by both of us, so can all of the above be a reality without a mutual trust? You know, sisters, this is the most important. Okay, the most important, sisters, is that we don't learn the rules of life, okay, just as academics. Okay, but in reality, in practice, we never put our belief in practice. Okay, if we believe that me and my husband are two parts of one spirit. Again, sisters, you know, I want to clarify to you one thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the weakness of our spirits. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that, you know, every wife is so jealous about her husband. Every wife doesn't want to feel that there is anyone, you know, in the life of her husband except he. And this is her right, and this is Islam. In Islam, it is the husband and the wife only, alhamdulillah. Okay, but because of the corruption which is going on nowadays all over the world, suspicion is always around. Okay, why suspicion is around? Suspicion is around because of the corruption. Okay, there is chatting on the computer, and you know, there is, you know, many bad issues are going on around us, and because of that, everyone now is suspicious. Okay, this is totally wrong. This will destroy the relation between the husband and wife gradually. Okay, even if they will not say to each other that they are suspicious, but suspicion will be inside the spirits. Suspicion will be always working in the, you know, in the internal, internally in their minds. Whatever the husband will do, if the wife is not trusting him, okay, any event in their lives can be alarm that, you know, something wrong going on. Why she's alarmed in every event? Because she doesn't trust him. If you don't trust a human being, any and every of the events and of the deeds he is doing, they can be an alarm for you. Okay? So, alhamdulillah, in the Quran, we are commanded to forget about suspicion. Okay, now I will mention to you the verse of the Quran about suspicion. Okay, so that inshallah, number one, because of the Quran, we must get the suspicion out. Let us first know about this verse of the Quran about suspicion. Okay, we will read now from Surah number 49, verse number 12, so that you know, we will, number one, okay, get the suspicion out of our life, okay, and replace suspicion with mutual trust, and then we will continue our plan to build the mutual trust between every husband and wife. We will read now from Surah number 49, verse number 12, so that we always have the rules of our marriage from the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator of the husband and the wife. Okay. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن إن بعض الظن إثم ولا تجسسوا ولا يغتب بعضكم بعضا أيحب أحدكم أن يأكل لحم أخيه ميتا فكرهتموه واتقوا الله إن الله تواب رحيم. You who believe, avoid much suspicion. Indeed, some suspicions are sins. and spy not, neither backbite one another. Would one of you like to eat the flesh of his dead brother? You would hate it. So hate backbiting and fear Allah. Verily Allah is the one who forgives and accepts repentance, most merciful. So here there is a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to avoid much suspicion, because some suspicions are sins. Okay, sisters, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is the rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding the prohibition of unfounded suspicion, which includes having doubts and suspicion about the conduct of your spouse or other people in general. The problem of suspicion is that it leads to lack of mutual trust, which can lead to spying in order to know the truth. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us not to spy, okay, and spy not. Okay, all these bad manners are the opposite of the manners of the truth and the respect, which are the fundamental basic manners of the husband and wife who live the marriage as an act of worship and worship of Allah the Almighty. Okay, sisters, let me be realistic with you regarding what is going on now. Okay, I have many complaints from the sisters. Okay, actually, I was having this series of classes in the Arabic classes regarding the relation between the husband and the wife over the month of Ramadan. And during these classes, actually, subhanAllah, I received many complaints from the wives that they have suspicion regarding their husbands. Okay, they always noted that her husband will, try to hide while using the cell phone. He will be all the time having the cell phone in his pajama. He cannot move a step at home without the cell phone. Then he will be in the bathroom for 1 hour. And she will be believing that he is using the phone while he is hiding in the bathroom. He will tell her that, if he is supposed to come home at 6 o'clock after work, he will arrive at 9. And she is sure that he was either with a woman or he is using the cell phone with another one. Okay, this is number one regarding the cell phone. Number two regarding chatting on the computer. A lot of wives were complaining that my husband is putting his face on the computer as soon as he will finish eating his dinner, for example. And he will tell her, I want to use my computer alone in the room. Go and watch the television in another room. She will tell him, let us stay together. He will tell her, no, I want to concentrate. I am doing my work. Yes. But, I have many messages. I discuss it in the Arabic classes. And actually the complaint is that the minute she will start to be close to the computer, he will close the computer. So this will make her more suspicious that there is something going on which is not correct. While he is in work, if she will try to call him, he will never answer. This is not one sister, two sister. This is not sisters only in one state. I have this complaint from all over the world. Okay, from the Arab countries and from the sisters in America and all over. Now, most of the wives are having suspicion regarding their husbands. Okay. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows, that this is the weak relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of both of them, the husband and the wife. Okay? Because actually, number one, sisters, I want to clarify to you one point. We are not supposed, if I am the husband and I feel that my wife is suspicious about my behavior, he must clarify to her, all the questions which she needs the answer for it. If he is a correct human being, if he is having a correct, way of life, okay? But the problem is that husbands never clarify. I always advise the sisters, the wives, please go to your husband in a very nice way. Tell him in a polite way, my husband, I have some suspicion regarding your behavior. I am not happy with it, but I am sure that, this is just a suspicion. So that, you know, she will not stimulate him or tell him in between the words, you know, that he is a deceiver. Okay? I always clarify this to the sister. The sister will respond to me, my husband will never reply to this complaint. If I tell him, my husband, I have suspicion, but I am sure that you are not doing anything wrong, but let us keep the mutual trust between us. Mostly, 90%, they reply, my husband is not responding to my words at all. So, Sister Mona, I am still suspicious. Then, next step, which actually I have it from many sisters, especially in the United States, that they use private investigators. Now, this is the trend which is going on. Whenever a wife will not be happy with her husband, the advice which now I learn from everyone, spend $1,000, get the private investigator, then you will know the truth. You see, sisters, as if they are not a husband and wife, as if they are two enemies. Everyone wants to prove that the other one is not a correct human being. You know? And subhanAllah, it turns mostly, or sometimes, that the husband is not a correct human being. He has a relation. For example, he is talking to someone or whatever. Okay? Then the sisters will write to me again. So now, Sister Mona, what can I do? So I always reply, it is your mistake which you have to pay for it. I never advise any wife to follow her suspicion. You know, sisters? Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us not to follow the suspicion. Okay? I will, actually, we know when I discuss these issues related to our religion, sisters, I don't like to discuss it from the academic point of view. I cannot tell you because it is only because it is the command of Allah, don't follow your suspicion. This is yes, number one. But still you are a human being. Okay? You are a human being. If you feel that there is something not correct going on, okay, you will not be stable. You know, you want to know what is going on around me. Okay, but I will give you the advice which is a practical one. Okay, there are two possibilities for this condition. Okay, so that at the end we will believe that what Allah is commanding us is for our sake. Okay, if you have now two wives, okay, this is the two wives, okay, every one of them is having a suspicion about her husband. Okay, and every one of them, she has a family, she wants to keep her family life. Okay, and they have kids. This is very important, if they have kids. Okay, even if they don't, having kids, you know, will be actually a trust for the mother to keep the family. Because for the sake of herself and for the sake of the kids. Suppose she doesn't have kids, no problem. But she loves her husband and she wants to keep the marriage life. Okay? Now, both of them are suspicious regarding their husbands. Okay? One of them, she has a private investigator. And the private investigator clarified to her that he is talking to someone. Okay? Now, what she's supposed to do? She will either face him, tell him the truth. Okay? My husband, I know so and so. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what will happen. There is here a very important fact which I want to clarify to you from my experience with life because of my age. Okay? When you tell to your husband, my husband, so and so and so, I know about you. And if you tell him, the private investigator, this is the end of your marriage. Even if you are still living with him, he will never trust you. And he will hate you. You know? Even if he will not show you this. Because as a man in Islam, the husband always likes to be respected by his wife. If he realizes that his wife give the private investigator the right to know everything about her husband, this is the end of the relation. Okay? So you know, sister, this is how, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us to avoid suspicion. Because if you are suspicious, your shaitan will not leave you. The shaitan will tell you all the time, put a recorder below his desk. Put the recorder in his pajama. Or, you know, try to put your ear on the door of the bathroom. He will open the bathroom, he will find you in front of him. You know, this kind of acts, you know, a lot of ways. But again and again, you must ask yourself, what is the end of the suspicion? To prove that there is something not correct going on, okay, consider it the reality. What will be your decision? This is how you have to evaluate the issue. You don't want to continue the life with your husband if there is something wrong going on in his life. If this is your decision, okay, sisters, again and again, this is not correct. Why? Because nowadays, especially, corruption is all around. Maybe, you know, someone in his work, she is trying, you know, with him, okay, so that she can destroy his family and she wants to marry him. If you give her this chance, okay, and you give her your husband on a golden plate, okay, she will be very happy. She succeeded. And you are the one who lost your husband. Again and again, sisters, Muslims must believe that life needs patience. I will be rewarded in the day of judgment when I am patient. In the marriage, you know, you have a big opportunity to have the reward of being patient. Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing you, for example, those wives whom they called me, okay, with this kind of a test, okay, that they are not sure what is going on. If we are true believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah commanded us to forget about suspicion. You must tell to yourself, no, my husband is a good man. I will not follow anything. This is what Allah said. Okay? Then you tell me, Sister Mona, but suppose by time I will discover that because I didn't follow my suspicion that my husband already married another one. If I interfere in the middle, maybe I would stop this relation. If you are a believer in the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, none can stop the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If it is written that he will marry, he will marry. If it is written that this relation will end peacefully without your interference, it will end. This is the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, sisters, your husband, inshallah, not he marry another one. Are you ready to leave him to that woman? And what will be your future, especially nowadays? I don't think there is any possibility for any wife to have another husband. Because no one, you know, marriage... You want to make other connection. Because, you know, marriage is so difficult nowadays. If you have a husband, be very thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The number of the women is 7 times the number of the men all over the world. So for every 7 women, there is 1 man. So if you have 1-to-1, alhamdulillah, this is something, yes, great blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So think it over. Be realistic. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to avoid suspicion, this is for your sake. So long you never discuss this issue with your husband, be sure that your husband always respects you. Because, you know, the husband who is not, obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is always sure that his wife must have some suspicion. But if the wife is keeping silent, treating him in the best way, trying to be the good wife, patient for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, doing dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to finalize this relation, inshallah, and to make her husband to return to her in the best shape. During all that time, she is rewarded for her patience with unlimited reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number 2, she's keeping her family life in a good shape because she never clarified to her husband anything. At the end, be sure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always reward the people whom they are patient. I knew many stories, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows, real stories about husbands whom they have relations with some women, okay, it is not the relation, you know, to the extent, but it is, you know, using the phone or chatting or, you know, someone in work, you know, this kind of superficial relation. And when the wives were patient and they forget about suspicion and they keep on calling on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their husbands always return to them and in a more better way, because they realize their mistakes. And the opposite is the opposite. Those whom they all, I knew a sister, she wrote to me from one of the states of America that she was having suspicion about her husband, and she called the private investigator proved to her that he knows someone. She told me that I confronted him. He told her, "Very good. You make the way for me too short. I am so happy that you know. It was very difficult for me to mention to you the truth. Now it is up to you to accept this situation or I will divorce you." You know, she told me, "Sister Mona, I have a sick child." Her child is sick, you know, he has chronic illness. And he is close, very close to his father. Whenever I mention to him that maybe we can be divorced, he will start crying, he will never eat. So I decided to stay with my husband. But my husband was treating me in a very bad way after knowing about this private investigator issue. So you see, sister, this is the reality. You must be wise, okay, and you must follow the rules of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to us not to spy. Now everyone is spying. Everyone is trying to use as if she's very intelligent. You know, no. We cannot control life with our rules. We must control life with Allah's rule, and whoever is following the rules of Allah, he will be the winner. Those whom they forget about spying, they forget about suspicion, and they try to be busy, you know, with calling on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, doing more salah, recitation of more of the Quran, they win, that they became closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they win their husbands and their life. Okay, so again and again, sister, mutual trust is very important between the husband and the wife. And once the trust is lost, it is very difficult to be there again. So always try to be away from, you know, this having suspicion between you and your husband. So it is for all the Muslims, follow the rules of Islam, believe that Allah is the one watching all our sayings and deeds. Okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there. Who is more better for you, Allah or the private investigator? You see, this is how Islam can give us solutions which are different. You know, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am believer, Allah is watching, and Allah is recording, and Allah will judge. Whoever is a sinner, Allah will judge him. I will not judge him. I will follow the command of Allah. I will not spy. I will not have suspicion. I will put my trust in Allah. I will keep on calling on Allah to help me and to save my family. And I have the full trust that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfill His promises. And inshallah, my life will be a better one. Okay? So this is regarding the mutual trust. Okay? And again, I will give you, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. If you have any question regarding, you know, this mutual trust, then we can continue.
Okay. Suppose if you know the husband has cheated, okay, and if we have children, and if you tell him politely, like to return, and everyone is saying, and if he doesn't listen, okay, then what should the wife do?
Like, yes, this is why I tell you, never to tell to your husband anything about what you know. Okay? Number one, if you want to be sure, while he is not aware, try, but never to tell him. If you become sure that there is something wrong going on, it is up to the personality of the husband. As I am clarifying to you, some of them will tell the wife out. Okay. If he is a good man, okay, actually again, I am against, you know, confronting the husband. Okay?
So actually the thing is, like in India, my okay. like cousin is there.
Okay.
Like, she came to know about this, like her husband is not, I mean, she's you, having relationship with some other
So what she did, your cousin?
Like, she has two children.
Okay.
And like, her parents and even his parents, everybody told him like,
to stop?
That, like, yeah, to leave that lady and come back to her. Because like, she is not prudent till like everyone told her, she didn't know
what
was happening to her.
Yes.
She didn't know.
Yes. Then what happens? He left.
So there is problem. Still, like people are asking him to come back to her, and he's not coming. Like he's not coming to house properly, and he's not taking care of the children.
You see.
So like her parents are asking her to divorce him and marry some other man.
Yes.
So like we always say, like, what is the use? Even if she gets married to another person. Who knows? Even the other person could be.
You see? Yeah. This is the issue which I want to clarify to you. This
so
is the
everyone, even his parents, they are telling him, okay, leave that lady and come.
Watch
it.
See? This is what I want to clarify to you, Nisreen. You know, when a husband has a relation with someone other than his wife, it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who will make him to stop this relation. Never a wife can make a husband, you know, to stop a relation, you know, or anyone. Okay, he will say, okay, but he will keep the relation, you know, hiding. Okay, until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will decide for this. So, again and again, I want to clarify to you one thing. For the wife, the family is the most important. Okay, before taking any decision in your life, always evaluate all the possibilities. Okay, now she mentioned to him about this issue. Okay, that you know someone, and she makes everyone to tell him. He will not be in a good mood with her very easy at all. Because he will always keep in his mind, she made my reputation bad in front of everyone.
No, but she didn't know. Only the other people, like other relatives, they knew about this and they told her, like, this is happening,
but
you don't know anything.
Yes, but I tell you, Nisreen, you know, this is happening many times in life. But the wife, the wise wife, because it is her own problem, she will tell, I don't know. You know why? Because if you know, you must take a decision. You know, you cannot, you know, what is the meaning of that? If everyone knows that you know that your husband has an affair, everyone will tell you, take a decision. But if you tell, I don't know, and I don't want to know, in spite of the fact she already knows.
But the thing is, she doesn't know. Because like, he was doing business, and so like he was totally, like he was into business and he was earning money. So he was earning too
much. This example that it happened in India, and with someone I know. This lady, she has two children, a girl and a boy. Listen, so this man, he was having an affair with a younger girl, very beautiful, not his wife. Wife was very homely, simple lady, family girl. He had an affair with this very beautiful, fashionable, younger, pretty girl. He didn't want to leave her, and she knew, my husband is straying because she's more beautiful, she's younger to me. She kept quiet. She's not a Muslim, but she was a very, very wise person. So what she did, she kept her silence, and then people used to question her, why are you keeping quiet? Your husband is having an affair with that lady. So she's telling the answer, so wise answer she's telling them, let him come and tell me. Let my husband come and tell me, I am having an affair. I don't want you in the house. You leave this place and go, then I will go. If he doesn't come and tell me, why should I take the first step? And of course, he was a very rich guy. So she stuck on to the husband. She stayed with the husband. Maybe he's still having an affair with that other lady. We don't know. But he stayed with the wife. He stayed at home. Both the children are married. Today, they are grandparents.
You see, actually, you know, this is...
And she is a non-Muslim.
You see? This is actually, you know, what is going on in our life.
But you know, sometimes it is difficult to accept.
Yes, but I tell you, it It is very difficult. But I will... It is very difficult. But I tell you one thing. If you are a true believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, okay, you must believe that life is full of trials. Okay, and as I questioned the sister before, what is more easy for you? To have a husband who is having an affair, or to have cancer? Or to have one of the kids to have cancer? Or to have one of the kids to have mental problem? Or to not to find, you know, a house to live in? The least trial in the life is that the sinner will be in the hellfire, inshallah. That's it. He is a sinner. And he will be in the hellfire. So, you know, in life, you cannot, you know, plan that my life, inshallah, will be always in the shape which I am looking for. This is not the reality of life. In life, there must be trials. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His wisdom and mercy, He always chooses for everyone a trial not beyond your limitations. So whatever you are facing is within your limitations. So if the trial is in the husband, be sure that you will never tolerate the trials in your body or in your kids or in the provision of the family. Okay? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses for you the trial which you can tolerate. Okay? Believing in the reality of the worldly life, that it is a test full of trials, I will be thankful to Allah. I will be unhappy. I will be crying. I will be sad, but all the time I will remind myself, what is more better? Look to those whom they are in the hospitals for cancer. What is more better? You are alive. You are, alhamdulillah, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are enjoying the life. And this is the time of corruption. Okay, and to tell you the truth, more than 60 to 70% of the husbands, they don't in reality like their wives. But yes, because by time you become older and you have more weight and you lose interest in the relation and in everything. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His wisdom, you know, will choose the trial for everyone. So this is the wisdom of the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I realize that this is the trial in my life, all praise to Allah. Still, oh Allah, it is difficult for me at the beginning. Then every day when you remind yourself that so long Allah chooses for me this trial, this is within my limitation, alhamdulillah, all praise to Allah that it is not bigger than this. To have an affair, it's better for the wife, or to bring another wife to live with you in the same house. Let him have the affair outside my house. Correct? Let me forget. So long I have my house, at that point you will appreciate having a house alone. You see? We don't appreciate the blessings except when we realize that we may lose it. At that time, believe me, I have a close friend whom she was having this problem. At the beginning, she was so upset, you know, because there is a possibility of an affair. Then, when I told her, suppose he will marry that woman and bring her, she told me, never! I am so happy. Let him have 10 affairs outside. But I want my home, I want my peace, I want my credit card, I want my everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of him. I will consider him having mental problem. And he is all the time outside. That's it. So you see, this is how, but it is again and again, it starts with the suspicion. So always try to follow your suspicion. My suspicion will lead that I will lose my husband. No, I don't want the suspicion. I will close my eyes and I will close my ears. And this is again and again, you know, this is my personal advice to every wife. Whether you feel suspicion or not regarding your husband, don't spy on your husband at all. You know, this is wrong. When you spy with him, this means that you yourself, you don't have trust in your husband. This is not good in the relation between the wife and the husband. This is not good for you. for your Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, for your psychological status. You will never have self-confidence. Okay, always have self. You need the self-confidence. You need to take care of yourself so that you can live this life to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the goal of our creation. Any wife whom she has a suspicion regarding her husband, she can't pray with full sincerity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the times she will be, shaky, not stable. Maybe now he is calling, maybe now she's calling. Maybe they will meet together, maybe. What is this? Where is the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Where is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah, where is the dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Get Allah in between you and him. You see? So again and again, sisters, all the time, the rule is I have full trust in my heart. To the end of the story. If anyone will tell, no, you are not telling them, as I always advise this in my marriage classes, never regarding my husband. Why? Because I want to keep my relation with Allah in the best shape. I can pray so long I have trust in my husband. I can do my trust to my kids and to myself so long I have suspicion. I can have a good relation with my husband so long I have trust in him. Be sure that, the minute you don't have trust in your husband, your relation with him will not be in a good shape. You need your husband all the time. You know, sister, this is very important. What is going on nowadays when some of the people will tell you, what is your husband? Forget about your husband. He is just staying with you 1 hour or half an hour per day. What is the importance? It is not important. This is 100% wrong. Every wife is in need of the affection and mercy, even the very little. It gives you the self-confidence. It gives you the feeling that there is someone caring for me. You know, it gives you psychological support. This is very important. So don't destroy your life because you don't have belief in Allah. And again, sisters, Allah is there. The one whom she is patient for the sake of Allah, having hope in Allah, the one whom she is having the acceptance of the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time will take care of her, even if she will live some time, with the patience. It is more better to live some time while you are one of the patient people whom they have the unlimited reward from Allah, better than to live that time with suspicion, which is against the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, Islam respects the woman. Okay, and in the family, in the Muslim family, always the woman is respected and she must be treated in a good way. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is that the wife is not supposed to work in order to earn the provision. Earning the provision is related to the husband. Okay, so if there is a husband and the wife, it is the duty of the husband to earn the provision. This is an honor for the wife. It is none of my business to have the provision. It is the business of you, the husband. Okay? So it is not that the Muslim woman, no one is caring for her. But in Islam, the woman must be, in a situation, in a respectable situation. What is the meaning of respectable situation? Respectable situation is that I am not supposed, for example, to come home late. After 9 o'clock, I am not supposed to come home. Okay, this is one of the rules. This doesn't mean that there is no freedom for the Muslim woman, but this means that there is a respect for the Muslim woman. The Muslim woman is very valuable, so she must be always protected. If she doesn't accept the protection, and she will say, I have full freedom. I will come home late at 12 o'clock. I will have a friendship with so and so, whom they don't have a good reputation. I will do whatever I like. The Muslim community will reject her. This is what is going on in Islam. So if you protect yourself and you respect yourself and you follow the rules, you will be in a very good shape. But if you say, I am a free country, I am living in a free country, now I want my freedom, I can do whatever I like, Muslims will, in Islam, you will be rejected. This This is the point. Okay? Clear or not? Some words about marriage. Again, sisters, we have the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah said to us, spy not. Allah said to us, forget about suspicion. Okay? If we are true believers, we must have these rules in our life. Even if I am not happy with the acts of my husband, Allah tell me, spy not and no suspicion. I will be patient. I will be looking for the outlet from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will concentrate on my trust regarding my kids and myself and Allah and my family. And I will be doing supplication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make everything correct for me, to make me to forget about spying and suspicion. And I will always do dua for my husband to be guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is very important for every wife. Keep on doing dua. Even if you are not happy with him, keep on doing dua for him for guidance, because this will be a blessing for you and for your family. And let us make the dua together. Oh Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. Ameen. Oh Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us, and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. Ameen. Oh Allah, our Lord, controller of the hearts, keep our hearts firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. Ameen. Oh Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. Oh Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. Oh Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. Oh Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. Oh Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. Oh Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life the day we meet you. Oh Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after death. Oh Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. Oh Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Ameen. Inshallah, next week, sisters, I will bring for you the questionnaire of marriage, the 35 questions, and inshallah I will distribute it to you, and we will have inshallah half an hour every class to answer these questions. This will help us to build the knowledge about the marriage inshallah gradually.